I had myself a shower thought. Sometimes when I'm in the shower, I, you know, get these downloads, and I'm sure you have your places where just insights flood. You know, there's something about the water, the whole visceral experience of showering where your mind is kind of a little more open, and you've got the water flowing on your head, and it opens the gap for insight to flood. Notice that maybe next time you take a shower. Anyway, the shower thought came that we are being asked to have a new conversation with ourselves. And this is coming to you totally unscripted. You know, my intention is to bring you some sort of sense coming from the deepest parts of my soul. And if it's coming from the deepest parts of my soul, I trust that it is also streaming for you somewhere down deep beneath the level of static, of busyness, of worry, of fear, of anxiety, of just, you know, doing the business of doing. But beneath there is a stream, a source, a flow, a flood sometimes of intelligence that is whispering, that is sending us impulses and reminders. And this is what I want to get at, and it's what I hope to help you get at as well, at least to turn your attention there more often. So what came to me this morning was, we are being asked to have an entirely new conversation with ourselves. Deeper, more meaningful, more careful, like caring conversation with ourselves. Like, what do we really want at this point in our lives, at this point of the world? It's a whole new world. There is absolutely no doubt about that. We are moving forward in uncharted territory. And with that, we can't possibly carry along the past conditions, past patterns, past desires. Of course, yes, you know, there's the body, which has the memory of the old. But what we are being asked to do is have a new conversation with ourselves. So how do we do that? Well, I've talked about it in past messages that, you know, that early morning time spent with yourself is priceless. And it is that in that liminal space, in that space between worlds, when you're not quite up in your head yet, in your lists, right? When you've allowed yourself to kind of dance in the divine energy, in that dawn, the dawn energy, there is so much there for you. Put on some music, put on some kind of, you know, this music I've been playing. In fact, I will put a link in the show notes to some of the music that I'm listening to, but let yourself go deep down below the level of logic. This is an illogical world right now, and it offers us extraordinary possibility for growth, for connection, for caring, for change. But we're not going to get there if we remain up high in the level of thinking and if this, then that. It's not going to work anymore. I mean, we could try, but it's actually where we're going to struggle and we're going to resist and feel like we're forcing and pushing life to happen as opposed to just surfing the waves. So if all of this feels like very out there for you, it's okay. You know, my hope is to continue to bring insight from my own direct experience. And literally, I just got out of the shower. My hair is still wet. And this new conversation, it's not fully formed. But look at the way that you speak to yourself. Look at the way that you are having a conversation with yourself. And just ask the question, how can I elevate this conversation? And if you sit with that question long enough, you will have an answer. It will come maybe in the shower. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for joining in. Thank you for listening. Hey, listen, if you have a friend that you think may enjoy this, share this podcast. It's the only way it's going to grow for me is to share, because I don't have guests on, and so I'm limited in how much I can be out there. So I'd appreciate the share. Check out the show notes for tons more links. Thank you so much. Have a great day and be well.